an occasional glass of wine or a couple of cold beers. Yes, so that was a big deal for me. Not to mention the fact that I'm an eater and I like to cook and I like, that's a part of my, big part of my existence.
Like I've said, Daniel and Marnie as well, you also have little kids at the house that eat all kinds of stuff that are real easy for you to walk by, snack, finish something like Marnie was saying, finish that last scoop of ice cream so it doesn't get wasted.
Right.
We're eaters like that. Mm-hmm. And because of the same things that we talked about that you would have to give up, it's why Pat opted out and gave me the opportunity to get
welcome,
in.
Bub.
And
you're
I
welcome,
appreciate
bub.
That. You, thank you very much.
I figured, listen, me and Justin, we compete in just about anything you can imagine. I figured it was time that we were on the same team mm-hmm. when we do this.
Yeah.
And so I'm very happy to watch him crush you and beat you in a fast
right
fight.
On, right on,
2014.
Right on.
So, yeah, it's – but, again, I mean, we all have grown up with habits, and we were – and, again, like you said, I'm with kids. You do grab stuff. I mean, my grandfather, he says this to this day. I eat – so I don't get hungry. That's his deal.
That's
Are you
great.
Hungry? No, but I'm going to eat so I don't get hungry.
That's right.
Great philosophy, Gramps.
Great one, absolutely.
And it was also always clean off your plate, and not to mention the fact that my mother would feed us. I'm telling you, this is the meal that I continue to think about as I get older. Pot pies with cottage cheese on the side. I don't know why.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as low-fat cottage cheese. But the pot pie itself, while it was delicious, mm-hmm. had approximately 1,300 to 1,400 calories in it. One pot pie. And we'd usually like to. So,
absolutely.
Anyway.
And don't forget, you got to sop that up.
The thing that I've learned about this deal is after 3 weeks of 500 calories, and I only got a couple days left to where we transition to the next phase, is it is difficult to be disciplined even for a short period of time. You realize how mentally weak. When you take a step back and go, gee, I don't even want to do this for 3 weeks. I mean, how pathetic are you?
I cried 3 hours into it, and those were my gorge days. Those were the gorge days that I'm crying. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm thrilled that I did it. I would have never believed that I could be down. I told a friend of mine, we were together in Las Vegas right before I came back and started it. And he goes, you're down how much?
Yes.
22, almost 23 pounds this morning.
Outstanding.
In 22 days, 23
days. In 22 days, you dropped it. Like we said, it's not a marathon. It's a sprint. That's what's happened. Some of us, I'd been going to the gym. But now that I see the calories, I would walk for a couple of miles, and that would only be 200 calories that I'd burn. Well, I'd already eaten 200 calories of the guacamole when I left the house. Then I'd go walk off 200 calories, go home, finish the guacamole, add a pickle and a sandwich to it, take a nap, get up, eat a little bit more before Samantha came home and cooked dinner. I mean, so I needed something to help me and to get me a jump start. And that's what this has done. And now I'm eating better. I'm eating much better. I mean, don't get me wrong. That 97% lean hamburger meat costs $5.50 a pound in my head. But what I've done is I've not spent money on other things.
Right.
So it's paid it for itself and even maybe saved me some money. I'm eating healthier and drinking more water. My mom used to tell me, Roger, do you want any food with that ketchup? Because I've had ketchup on everything my entire life. I haven't had it.
Good on a steak,
in
right?
Three, oh, yes.
It's great on a steak.
Oh, absolutely.
You know it's a good steak.
But
is that
dry
aged beef? Oh, good. I want to put some ketchup on it.
Listen, I know a lot of people go, come on, Roger, you got to eat. You got to eat. It looks like the Hot Springs Buyers Club and all that's going on. You know, all that happening. But I followed just like everybody was telling me, you got to eat this, you got to eat that. I'm going to. But as we speak, I'm following the New Creations diet plan to a T.
And it's not even a diet plan. It's a change of life. And I'll tell you, it's a mental change, too, for me. And that's the thing you do. You think about food, and it's easy to just grab and this and that, but then you like,
jeez.
Gee, I ate like 400 calories I wasn't even intending to eat today. It's mm-hmm. amazing how mm-hmm. quickly it goes. You can still, once you get into it and you got another, I got 3 more weeks or whatever of the maintenance, then we move into the next phase.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, you can go back to enjoying the other things you did. You just have to do it with your eyes a little more wide open about it.
Just like everybody else out there. I mean, some go, well, how did you do it? Look, 500 calories. That's not a lot.
But if you plan right, it's not as bad as people think.
Well, it's not. That's why Frank's Hot Sauce owes me
an endorsement.
I bought some stock in Frank's Hot Sauce. I put hot sauce on everything. And
a key to the diet is you're only taking in 500 calories a day, but what the HCG does is it triggers your body to burn non-structural stored fat. So while you're only eating 500 calories, your body's still burning 2,000 to 4,000 calories every day. That's why people, a lot of times, they're only hungry psychologically. Mm-hmm. I know that was the case for me.
Yeah. That's it. Because I mean, it was almost like mourning. I missed the food. Yeah. I was like sad that
we
couldn't.
We comfort ourselves with food.
I do.
That's a fact.
It's terrible. I wanted to just rub M&Ms on my body because I couldn't eat them. It was just ridiculous.
Yes, and I'd eat them off of you. But
well, you can do that. You're in that phase now.
I can't.
Yeah. Luckily for me.
You know what?
I got three in my belly button.
It dawned on me with Easter. Huh?
None.
You know, at Easter, you know, going to church, I'm saying, so I'm thinking about Adam and Eve, and it dawned on me. She didn't give him that apple. He didn't take that apple because he was tempted. He was on this diet and he was starving. Yeah. Adam wanted to give me that apple,
well,
Eve.
He had that scar where the rib used to be.
Let's get that snake and fry it up too over there. But look, I feel much better than I am. Now I've lost a lot of weight. Now I've got I'm on the 3 weeks of adding starches and sugars in my diet. So I'm gonna start adding some weight now, but it's gonna be good weight. I'm gonna put on some good stuff and I'm gonna be a mean, lean fighting machine. And probably try to come in at $1.55.
Here's the bottom line. Roger, I know, is mentally tough because he's been through a lot more than... This is not the most challenging thing you've been through in life.
No, thank God.
For me, this is about as tough as anything I've ever had to do. But I will say this. I am also, as Pat has reminded me many times over, I am a mental midget. I am not the toughest guy when it comes to doing things.
Oh, big guy.
It would have been real easy to dip into the M&Ms, but if you follow the protocol, if you do what they tell you, for 3 weeks, are you willing to give up 3 weeks... of eating the garbage and drinking the beer and doing that. If you are, this will work. I mean, I'm convinced it will work for you. I mean, and I probably didn't do exactly perfect every time. I'm sure I went over a few calories here and there, and maybe I had a little extra portion of chicken or something. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it will work, I think, for most everybody. And anyway, I'm a firm believer in it. I hope people that are – and there are a couple of kinds of people. There are people like us that just want to feel a lot better, and then there are people that desperately need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Right. We've had a patient who lost 125 pounds. His wife's down 88 pounds, and he said, I said, it may be too much to say this is saving your life, and he said, no, I believe it saved my life. I didn't plan on living past my 40s, my mid-40s. And he said, I was running rings around my kid the other day, and I just thought, that's not everybody is, you know, just needs to lose 30 or 40 pounds. Some people need to lose a lot of weight, and this has been shown to be effective for that, too. So
no question.
It does in your head. It makes you feel better when you think you look better. To look good, you get to feel good. And that's, so nobody wants to be overweight. I mean, everybody wants to feel good about themselves. So this is something that I feel better about myself. I'm eating better.
Yeah.
And I dig that.
And the great thing is I can have a cheeseburger or a pizza now because I lost 30 pounds 2.5 years ago and I've kept it off. It really does seem to reset your metabolism, which is what the science has been theorized to do. So now that I've lost that weight, I can eat, you know, pretty much anything I want to. I just don't eat 4 pounds of
it. Yeah, huge portions of it. And that's the thing. I think people don't. Yeah, that's going to be the key. And look, I'll come back in 6 months and let you know. Have I kept it off? How hard has it been to keep off? I mean, that kind of stuff. Now, look, I fully intend to put on a couple pounds of muscle between now and then because I really haven't been working out too hard. Yeah. I don't feel like I've lost anything from a strength standpoint. I have gone in and lifted some. I don't feel like it's impacted me negatively at all. I mean, cardio-wise, I haven't done much at all because I haven't had the energy really with the 500 calories. But that's part of the deal.
You did. I mean, you played basketball and you've done a lot of stuff and you're active in a lot of things. Listen, you look great. I mean, I with what you lost, you look great. And it's amazing how time flies when you're on this stuff.
It
now.
Is. Oh, I remember thinking 3 days in, I'm like, oh, my God, please kill me now. And all of a sudden, I wake up and I'm like, I only have 2 days left. I mean, it's crazy how fast it goes because all you think about is, when do I get to eat that tuna? When do I get to eat that apple? When do I get to eat that orange? Oh, my gosh, it's time for bed. Thank God.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. That
but I will say this. You know what? In the 3 weeks, I never went to bed hungry. Not one time.
No.
Now, I woke up hungry a couple days, but I never went to bed hungry. A
lot of community coffee. Thank you very much,
no
Double
doubt.
Beast, for having that in there as well. And, never got hungry. And I'll tell you what. When it said you can have an orange, you can eat an apple, you can eat an orange, I thought, you know what? We got to find bigger apples and bigger oranges.